We've all heard it before. It's who you know. Now hear why it's so true. Welcome to Social Capital, the weekly podcast where we dive into social relationships and how the investment you put into them establishes trust, reciprocity, and value within your networking community. Your host, Lori Hybe, will connect with top professionals and dive into their best networking stories and techniques to share with you.
Hey everybody, Lori Hybe here. Welcome to the Social Capital Podcast. Our show notes are found at socialcapitalpodcast.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at LJ Hybe and on Facebook. This week's guest is Rob Kochanski. Rob is the host of the Local First podcast. As a local business owner himself with Home Solutions Realty, LLC, he had an interest in meeting other smart local business owners and fascinating entrepreneurs. When he started to reach out to these people and had initial conversations with them, he realized that others needed to hear their stories too. These were local experts in their respective fields, smart and intelligent. Not to mention, many had discovered unique ways to impact the lives of others. Rob, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited about being on the side of the mic.
Yeah, it is kind of fun, isn't it?
It is. I've been looking forward to this all day.
Well, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about why you created Local First Podcast?
Well, you know, it really started out as an idea about 15 years ago, sitting on the front porch of my brother's house drinking beer. And at the time, as websites were coming out, I wanted to create a website to bring everybody together to learn about local businesses. Kind of put that in the closet for a while. Originally, it was going to be called I Got the Hookup. So 15 years later, I started listening to podcasts, Tim Ferriss, a bunch of other ones, got really excited into doing it and decided, you know, why shouldn't I do this myself? And my first iteration of podcast didn't go so well, about 13 episodes. And last November, about a year ago, I kind of really decided if I really wanted to do this and how I wanted to do it and how to get in front of the right people. And I really liked doing this. But you know, I felt like I always tell people, like, I felt like a cartoon was like, went off. And I was like, I got this big light bulb on top of my head and was like, how do I get in front of these people? And I was like, duh, let's start networking. Uh-huh. And from there, it just took off. And from there, it's just been up to right now, I'm up to 30 episodes and just keep rocking and rolling with it. And I love it. The stories I get to hear, just not about the people, but about the businesses and what they're doing. It's been really exciting. And I'm looking forward to next year, really.
Yeah. It is so much fun hosting a podcast.
It really is. You know, it's just, it's a lot of work. People don't realize how much work goes in beyond the backside of uh-huh. it, but this is the fun part, right?
It is the conversation.
The conversation is the fun part. Yeah.
So how has networking affected your business and personal life then?
Oh, this past year started when I joined the chamber. The first one was a Brookfield Chamber of Commerce. And from there, they have an incredible program to really help you get involved. And the biggest part of that was not selling anything, but building relationships with others. And from that, it's just been a wave of conversations and relationships that have just sprung from that in this past year. And the network that I've been able to build and share with others mm-hmm. has been phenomenal. And I've actually met some really good friends now that I hang out with. And being able to, you know, refer others to people that you've met through networking or other means, it feels really good. And I really enjoy the part of giving through networking, and it's been great for me. And from there, the podcast itself has taken off because it's just so many people will have stories to tell to the point where I had to slow down. Even like this month, I'm like, got to, you know, put it on reset, you know, and get set for next year. Mm-hmm. And so we're here in December, and this is basically, we're doing the best of 2018 for the entire month of December.
Yeah. That's great.
So that's a lot of fun.
That is a lot of fun. So what has you fired about? What has you fired up about the future here?
What really has me fired up is that the people that I have lined up for next year, the guests that are going to be on the show, and where the podcast is going to take me. And not only that is the networking of with other people and continue on building those relationships that I built on from this year and getting involved with other groups like hashtag MKE and a couple other ones that are around the area and really collaborating with other podcasters like yourself and other creatives in the area to really help each other out. I think that's the next step.
Awesome. Yeah, there's tons of groups out there. And obviously, as you know, the world of podcasting is growing and more and more people are finding how awesome it is, not just to be a listener, but to be involved, to be a guest or to host or whatever that may be. It's just, it's a great experience. And as you know, it's a great way to prove expertise and you're giving that platform to your guests. That's fantastic.
It really is. And I'll take this one step back just this past year and a couple of events that I've been at. And I feel so proud is that when they come up to me and go, someone listened to your show and referred business to you and got business from it.
Yeah.
And that is one of the coolest things ever.
That is cool.
And when that happens, I'm like, okay, this is actually working.
Yeah.
You know, you could have all these downloads. That's great. But when you hear those stories, that's what makes it really worthwhile.
Yeah. No, I love getting feedback from listeners. And I think what's really cool is someone you don't know comes up to you and they're, I'm listening to your show.
Exactly.
Like, oh, that's so
like
great.
You've never met them before. And you're like, oh, I know who you are.
I'm a mini celebrity.
Yeah. On my little block of the world.
Yeah, right. No, I think that's so fun. And it's just, it's rewarding to know that someone enjoys, you know, the time and energy that we're putting into creating, you know, really good content for our listeners.
One of the other things that I'm looking forward to next year is doing a lot of work with nonprofits and communities and high schools.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working with a few different high schools. One down here, St. Jones, and Milwaukee Lutheran High School on the northwest side.
Mm-hmm.
Not only to help get them on the show, but to put together programs for the kids to create their own podcast kind of as a class project.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that's going to be a lot of fun.
That's really, really cool. The more experiences that I think students can have, the better they're going to be once they, you know, step into that professional world or whatever their career may be. Great. Well, my goal with this podcast is to help remove that fear that comes with the word networking,
yes.
Right? A lot of people hear that and there's some sort of hesitation or uncertainty. So let's remove some of that. Can you share with our listeners your most successful or favorite networking experience that you've had?
It was about 3-4 months into joining the Brookfield Chamber and really doing a lot of one-on-ones and talking with people. And it's one thing to do your 30-second pitch or whatever it may be during that conversation that you have. But one of the things that really got me excited and really stuck out was at the end of the event where you give thank yous and shout outs. When you get 25, 30 shout outs like that and thank yous at an end, that speaks volumes versus you giving up and giving your 30-second speech.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been one of my moments that I look back and go like, wow, this is really working. And it's really cool because afterwards people are like, who is this guy? What is he doing? And a lot of it is just showing up. And if you can do that and go into a networking event to just build relationships and learn about other people, you're going to get so much more out of it.
Absolutely. And I love that. I like it when I attend an organization and there is that opportunity to give thanks because then you're really identifying those that are giving. And what they're getting out of it is additional exposure, which
right.
I think is fantastic. So as you continue to meet more and more new people, which I can just hear in your voice, the energy and enthusiasm you have for that, and attend additional networking organizations, as you say you're doing, you're really building your network. So what do you do to stay in front of and nurture this community that you're building?
That's really a great question because that's really the tough part of it. You know, getting initial contact in front of people and doing those one-on-ones, that's kind of the easy part because you can do that. But the follow-up and nurturing those relationships, one, keep going to those networking events. The more you show up, the more that people are going to see you, and you got to show up. The other thing is to, one of the things that I do is on social media is engage with the people that I meet, whether it's in their groups, whether it's in their posts and their engagements, and engage in that way. And then I also go out of my way about every other month or so, depending on, you know, my top people that I stay in contact with, I do more one-on-ones mm-hmm. and get to know them more personally. And those become more friendships. So those are kind of one of two or three things that I really enjoy doing. But it takes, it's more than just meeting people, but it's nurturing after that. It's like if you use the analogy of planting a seed, you got to nurture it, you got to water it, yep. you got to feed it. That's the same thing we have to do with networking.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that analogy as far as, you know, nurturing your garden or, you know, farming. I've heard it a couple different ways, yeah. but it's so important. It doesn't just... You don't plant the seed and then just the next day you have fruit, right?
No.
You know, it takes time.
It takes time, yes.
So what advice would you offer that business professional who's looking to grow their network?
Be strategic about who you meet. At first, you want to go out and meet as many people as you can. But once you get that initial group, you want to ask people who they know and who's a good fit for you. And then once you start building that network and you continue to go to networking groups, be strategic in who you meet and have a plan when you go to a networking event. Mm-hmm. It's easy to go to a networking event and just pass out cards and you're not really going to get a whole lot about it with that. But when you go and you go with the intent of meeting individuals or asking for something or meeting someone, it really makes it more meaningful when you do that. So, mm-hmm. Then going to one tonight where it's going to be a lot of content providers. And I'm looking to meet other podcasters and other, see what other people are doing and yeah. how they're doing it and why they're doing mm-hmm. it. So I think that's really key. You got to be strategic on how you meet people and why you're meeting people.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to meet someone that's really not going to help you or you can't help them.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I think to some degree you can help them, but is that the best use of your time too?
It's got to go back and forth.
It does.
It can't go one way. It's really got to go both ways. And you know, depending on what your business or industry is you got to really look at and surround yourself with that network of people that you can help, as well as they're able to help you.
Yep, I agree with that 100%. So you've talked a lot about the traditional components of networking. You're heavily involved in the Brookfield Chamber of Commerce, which is fantastic. And you touched on social media a little bit. When it comes to digital networking or traditional networking, which one do you find more value in?
Face-to-face. I think that's more valuable than the digital. My first podcast, I relied solely on digital and social media to connect with people. It did not work very well. Once I started getting those face-to-faces and really sitting down with individuals, that's when my network and my podcast and my business really took off.
Nice.
I think that's key. I mean, it's nice to connect with people and catch up with people online, but to really connect, you really got to do that face-to-face.
Yeah, I think that I agree with that. And here I am, the owner of a digital marketing
exactly.
agency, right?
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, there isn't.
There's different ways that people communicate, whether it's audio, video, through reading or blogging or whether it's not. But I think that's a way to stay in touch with people, mm-hmm. to engage with them. But I think you always got to be in that face-to-face is really, I think that's really key to building those that network and that relationship. And then they'll engage more with you online.
Absolutely. It's I believe that online, which is very important.
Yes, it is. It's very important.
Is a way to nurture.
Correct.
You can identify, it's a great tool to find, you know, a very specific individual or an audience to start creating some awareness about who you are. But that relationship building is that time, I think, is going to be sped up when it's face to face as opposed to leveraging solely digital.
Yeah.
You need to diversify where your message resides.
You do. And you really got to figure out what that message is and why they want to hear what you have to say.
Yeah. Yes. That's important too.
Yeah.
So if you could go back to your 20-year-old self, What would you tell yourself to do more of, less of, or differently with regards to your professional career?
I would have found a mentor.
Okay.
At that particular time, I didn't have the mentorship that I do have now, or the people that I have surrounded me now that have helped me over the years to get where I'm at.
Okay.
I was fortunate enough to be smart enough to go into the military and the Army, and that helped me out tremendously at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that going back is, you know, finding someone that's able to mentor you, to coach you, to help you, even if you're working for them for free, to learn what you really want to do.
Yep.
And find your passion.
Yep.
In what you want to do, and then surround yourself with the people that are going to help you get there or get to where you want to be.
So how do you recommend someone go about and identify who a mentor might be?
You could do it a number of ways. I mean, you could direct message someone either on, you know, social media to reach out to someone that's not local to you.
Uh-huh.
I encourage young people to go to networking groups, mm-hmm. just to let people know what they're trying to accomplish. Don't be scared about that. There's a lot of people out there that want to help. You just got to ask for it. And if you don't ask for the help or don't ask for what you want, you're never going to get it.
There's a lot of truth to that. It took me a long time to learn that lesson,
it's,
too.
It's tough.
No one can read my mind.
No, you think they can.
Yeah. Why don't people just know? No. Well, I definitely am a huge believer in you have to tell the universe what it is that you're looking for. Otherwise, there's no way it's going to come to you.
You don't. And there's too many people that sit behind a computer all day, mm-hmm. and expect things to happen. It can, but I really believe you got to let people know what you're after and what you're looking for. And building those right relationships are going to help you even further to get there.
Yeah, absolutely. Really good insight. I think it's important to identify a mentor, and the sooner you have that relationship established, the more you're going to get out of it.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah. And, you know, there's other ways to mentor, even if they're just one-on-one that you know personally. Or, for example, I use Tim Ferriss as a virtual mentor.
Yeah.
Gary Vee as a virtual mentor, mm-hmm. for marketing and different things like that through reading, looking at their blogs, their videos and things, what they do, and seeing how they're doing things.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not just that one-to-one.
Exactly.
It's learning from others who inspire and have fantastic content, ideas, experiences, yeah. to share. Really nice. Okay, Rob, so we've all heard of the 6 degrees of separation. Now, who would be the one person that you'd love to connect with, and do you think you could do it within the 6th degree?
Wow. It's on my list is to have Tim Ferriss on my show.
Okay.
And I don't know how I'm going to get there, but I put it out there. I put him in my metadata and all my tags and my books and all that stuff. And so I tried to do that. I know I follow him quite a bit, but I think that would be really cool.
Because okay.
He's the one who really got me started into all of this. And, you know, I read his first book or one of his first books, A 4-Hour Work Week.
Yep,
and
yep.
It just took off from there.
So, one, we'll tag him when
exactly.
we publish it, when we publish this podcast. How would you start that?
That's a good question. How would I start that? I don't know. I mean, I think I'm just by putting it out there, just by talking about this, I think I mention him at least once every time on my podcast. When I'm interviewing other people,
yeah.
I mention him, I tag him. So I think,
sure.
it's going to get out there. You know, one time maybe I'll get him out on Twitter or somewhere online, uh-huh. and he'll see it. And, you know, who knows? You know, it's just a matter of connecting through people that
sure.
See him, hear him. And, you know, I know he doesn't have a whole lot of people working for him. So it's tough.
Have you tried to just reach out?
No, I haven't.
Are you going to?
I will.
You should.
I will do that tomorrow.
You.
I will. I right here, right now, I'm putting it out there. I will send a direct message on social media to Tim Ferriss.
Because you don't know until you ask, right? Yeah,
exactly.
That's great. I love it. And you definitely have to report back. And
I
let
will.
Us know
most
what
definitely.
The outcome is.
You know what? I'll do it tomorrow before my interviews. And then what I'll do is report back.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very excited. All right. So as a professional, obviously you love listening to other thought leaders and reading their content. You know, just professionals leaders, I find, are constantly learning. You know, we're lifelong learners. So I'm always interested in the books or any learning sources that my guests have. So
I am a lifelong learner.
Yeah.
I'm constantly reading. One of my favorite books this beginning of this year was James Altucher, Reinvent Yourself, which was really cool. And it's the premise of that you can do pretty much anything you want and you don't have to do it all at one time as long as you can do, if you allow yourself to better yourself 1% each day.
Okay.
That's easy chunks to do.
Yep.
The one I'm reading right now, it just came out by Seth Godin.
Okay.
It's about marketing. I can't picture the title, but it was just released about a week or two ago.
Okay.
I follow his content and his writing and his marketing, which is really awesome. So I'm digging into that book right now. I'm about a quarter of the way through. And what's that? Gary Vee, I'm constantly following him.
Sure.
So, you know, some of those guys that I look forward to. Oh, my goodness. What are my top couple ones? Jesse Itzler is one that I've liked that. He's Living with the Seal is one of my funnest books that he wrote. I mean, I couldn't put that book down.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun. So it's always, there's always a bunch of stuff in there. I love Tim Ferriss's Tribe of Mentors, Tools of Titans. Those are books that you can just pick up and read at any time.
Yep.
So much good content in those.
Oh, yeah. I've definitely covered all of those. The Reinvent Yourself, I'm not familiar with that one, but I'll definitely take a look at it. And because I do very much believe in the 1% philosophy. And we practice that here. Every project we do, we ask ourselves, how can we make it 1% better the next time we do it?
Exactly. And it's not, if you really look at it, it's not like you're trying to do all that at one time. But if you take those little bites and those little chunks and, you know, one by one by one, you just get better over time.
Absolutely.
And that compound effect just takes over.
Yeah, most definitely. So, Rob, any final word or advice to offer our listeners with regards to growing and supporting your network?
The biggest thing, I said it over and over again throughout the show, is you got to show up. Even when you wake up in the morning and you got to be there at 7 o'clock, show up.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to find out that once you get there, you're going to have some fun. Be open and talking with people. If you don't know anybody, find someone that you may know there. Ask to be a guest. Reach out to the chamber and let them know that you want to be a guest. More than likely, they're going to help you get there. But you got to show up. You can't show up for 3 months and say this is not working.
Yep.
This is relationship is long term, and it's not going to happen overnight. So you got to put in the time to show up.
Absolutely.
I think that's the biggest thing I could say about networking.
I agree. People need to know that you exist at the end of the day. And if you're not there, then they're probably not thinking about you.
No, they're not. And then if you show up in a consistent basis and you don't show up that one month from the people are going to ask, where are you?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that's really cool. So, you know, even if it's just showing up for a breakfast once a month, you know, at some event and just hanging out with people and letting them get to know who you are about personally and business, you know, they're going to get to know more about you and they're going to look forward to talking with you next time.
Yeah. Great. If anyone was interested in getting in contact with you, what's the best way that they can reach you?
Best way to get hold of me, online, social media. All you have to do is look for Local First Podcast. You can use the hashtag out there. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. Those are best ways to send me a direct message and I will reach out to you. Other one is my website, localfirstpodcast.com. A lot of great content on the episodes page. And if you're interested in being a guest or find out more about that, there is a tab for that as well.
Cool. And we will include all of that information in our show notes. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thanks for having me, Rob. This has been awesome. It's really cool being on this side of the mic finally.
You know,
so I appreciate taking the time out.
Not a problem. This wraps up our episode of Social Capital. A huge thank you to Rob for taking the time to connect with us. Join us next week for another great guest as we continue the conversation on networking and building your community. If you need me, send an email to Lori@socialcapitalpodcast.com. Otherwise, we'll see you next week.
That's all for this episode of the Social Capital Podcast. Be sure to visit socialcapitalpodcast.com for show notes, more episodes, and to check out our free ebooks on business and networking.